Tonight's brief but spectacular comes from English actor Amel Amin. He describes how a chance encounter with movie star Idris Elba set him on a path to honor his Jamaican roots. Tonight's interview is part of our ongoing coverage of Arts and Culture Canvas.
The story is I kind of went to my dad at like 6 years old and I was like, Dad, I want to be an actor. And he was like, you sure, son? I said, yeah. He said, all right. And so he sent me to a stage school. And from 6 to 16, learned tap, ballet, dancing. I just knew instinctively that I wanted to be an entertainer all around. Boom. There's an old saying, luck is when preparation meets opportunity, right? And so I think that's quite true. I was on my way from London to LA. I just heard from the gods, right, Mel. And I was like, turned around, and it was Idris. And I had not seen Idris in years. He was going to LA and I was going to LA, and we both got on the same flight for 11 hours. We spoke about Yardi, this book that he had grown up on and loved, about a Jamaican gangster that comes to London. And he spoke about me doing this film and what it would be. We spoke about our families as well. You know, both our fathers were immigrants to England and what it meant at that particular time in the 80s and late 70s being an immigrant, and how the impact of Jamaican culture in London, how it changed the nucleus of what London is now. It's a very multicultural place because of the contributions of so many different immigrants, not least of all Jamaicans. I asked the stewardess, I said, can you just come here, please? Just take a photo, just in case when this guy gets off the plane, he forgets this. About 2-3 years later, we're on set.
And that's good. Never think so, I feel the sun on my face again, you know.
Our Yardi, the film version, is about a young man who witnesses the murder of his older brother. It's a very important film in my life because it just reflects a lot, a story and a version of Jamaica that's never been seen, you know. You know, we've got the Cool Runnings version of Jamaica, we have Shutter's version of Jamaica, but the Jamaica that Idris captured was this very beautiful, almost mystical, magical island. What was amazing for me is I accessed a part of myself that is now there forever. You know, Jamaicans are bold, they're unapologetic. You know, through their poverty, there's still a lot of pride. My name is Amel Amin, and this is my brief but spectacular take on finding myself through character.
And you can find additional brief but spectacular episodes on our website, pbs.org/newshour/brief.